This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrift.
Ryan Castle, Drunk and Charged, coming in to sit and spin today. 10 bands named after nether regions. That after emails on our question, what's the rule you live by and why? A couple extra ones here, and this is from a different thread. When riding the escalator, stand on the right and leave the left open for passers.
That is correct.
Okay. Chew with your mouth closed. No one needs to hear you crunching and doing all that. Never be a D to the person serving you food.
Do it at your own peril, friend.
Mm-hmm. Don't stop. Right?
If you're gonna be that person, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't stop in the middle of a busy sidewalk. Always let people out before you enter. We've gone over that one. Always leave a one urinal buffer zone.
As much as you can.
Which
right?
is part of our men's room rules, absolutely. Be quiet when others are asleep. That means more than not talking, not slamming doors, drawers, etc. Just keep the volume down. Put things back where you found them.
Yes.
Spit your gum out in the trash.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hold the door when you walk in after someone. This one's good. Just open your damn bag of chips. There's no need to delay it. It's still going to make noise.
Especially at the movie
theater. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my God.
That's bad.
That's like if an Egyptian river dried up and a crackling bed is emerging. Jesus, God, that's terrible.
That is really bad.
That is really bad.
Nothing's really but normal. I don't know what's going on in there.
Whoa.
It's like I had a handful of dirt.
Whoa, golly. It's like it's got straw hanging out of it. You know what I mean? Looks like a...
I wish you could see it. Robin, of course, instead of just spraying anything, Robin goes full on. So now she has a Clorox cleaning wipe hanging over her monitor so that she can inhale those fumes.
Oh, gosh. I'll never be the person with a full cart of groceries in the express lane. Don't be lazy with shopping carts. Never finish your roommate's food or just never eat a period. Phone conversations do not need to be screamed. And cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze.
Yeah.
Some rules.
Dude, I left a cart out last night.
Come on, Ted. You're better than that, man.
I know. As we're saying that, I'm just thinking about it.
How did you leave the cart out?
Well, because it wasn't 4 a.m., so I smoked weed and then went grocery shopping. And then I was talking to the guy about a certain item I bought. And, yeah, I just picked up my bag and left. Now I'm thinking about it, that cart's probably still sitting there.
Oh, damn.
Damn, Ted.
Okay.
Yeah. Man. What was the mini cart?
What's the... I know. It's not going to work. I already tried it. Look, man, I mean...
Are you trying to get rid of the smell?
I was on top of it.
No, this is a bone.
You don't understand. We need to open the store during the break. What is the rule that you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Sven. Welcome to the men's room.
Might have been top 10.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
We were okay.
I'm not real good at all. I've got this rash in between my butt and right at the bottom of my satchel, and it's kind of a chafing, itchy rash, and it's really been bothering me lately. So I've got some cream on there right now, but thanks for asking.
Hey, sounds like you and my 10-year-old daughter are about the same situation.
Yeah, man. It's
she has a penis?
It's a mother.
Dear God, man.
My 10-day-old daughter.
Oh, yeah, might be a
depends. She has a penis?
Might be a depends rash on my end. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. You might want to get that looked at.
Yeah, I agree. But thanks for asking.
So what is the rule you live by?
Mine is always expect the worst and hope for the best.
Always expect the worst? So what? You never have to get really worked up about anything? Everything's going to be great because you just have the lowest expectations?
No, I usually a lot of crappy stuff happened to me, and so... I always just expect the worst, and then when something comes out good, I'm always really, really happy.
Tell me that this particular view of life is more than 10 days old.
Have you been reading Tony Robbins' books?
Oh, I don't read.
Okay. I don't read. You talking about? Ask me that insulting question. Son of a bitch. I don't read books.
I don't read.
Come on, man.
You don't read at all? Nothing? Magazines? Internet? Nothing?
I do a little bit, but okay. not any books, really. I just don't have that mentality or drive.
You're about to read a whole lot of books, friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to read a whole lot. Granted, you can get through all of them in about 30 seconds. All of them rhyme, but you're going to read the same ones over and over.
Oh, yeah.
What's the worst thing that happened to you, would you say? Or one of the worst things that's happened to you?
Probably the one when I called you guys about when the old lady coughed up the turd onto the carpet.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
The old lady coughed up the turd
on the carpet.
Yeah, she was reaching on the counter. I worked at an old folks' home, and she reached for something on the counter in her nightgown, and she caught. I was told she coughed really, really hard or something.
Oh, and it shot out the backside.
Poop came out.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, sometimes that happens on a sneeze or whatever.
I mean, look, if that's the worst thing that's happened in life, it's symbolically horrible.
It didn't happen to you either, so.
But no, man, I'd rather be the person that coughs and poops at the same time than the person that has to deal with the fact that I pooped. Right, because we're at the age now that if we poop, it's our problem. But like when you're really, really young or really, really old, if you poop, somehow it's on someone else.
I don't know if I'm ready to hit that point. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a really fine line to cross. You know what I mean? Like, well, I can poop, but I need assistance. That might be the time.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, like, I don't want to cross that threshold. I got
to
be honest.
I mean, I don't want to, but hey, man,
I would hope that at least I could still wipe my butt. Or the mental capacity to be able to know that I need to do that.
See, I think you've got this wrong. My perspective is, I'm sure I'll have the capacity to wipe my butt, but I'm not going to let them know that.
Well, yeah. Okay, all right.
No, I can't lift my arms anymore. Trust me. I can wipe my butt.
So you want to act like that guy who's like a special needs guy?
Yeah.
Just went around getting all these.
Like everything.
Mm-hmm. But that's the problem.
I need a sponge bath.
Old people need that, but they don't want it.
Of course.
What's the rule you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
To me, it's the same theory as drugs. You know, if a doctor prescribes a drug to you because you need it, you don't want to take it. But that same drug, if you don't need it, maybe you enjoy it, right? That's all. The worst thing about morphine is they only give it to you when you're in pain.
Yeah, right.
Think how much you love morphine if you weren't in pain. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So this is the first time I've ever called this radio show.
We appreciate it. Thanks, man.
And, of course, the call's coming on my phone, which I'll ignore. And so, simple note, next to the bed, pants first, then shoes. I'm not old, and what I've learned is you can do it the other way, but it just takes longer, and the result's still the same, so why not just do it in order?
Are you trying to, like, fighting through the pulling of the leg with a shoe on and just seeing if you can do it?
Especially the boot, right? Because the boot's even harder.
Well, yeah.
So you could do it.
You could do it, but the looks on our faces, it's telling me unanimously, we all know we could do it, but certainly choose not to.
It's like putting the bra on over the shirt.
Or it's like putting your shirt on first and then putting on the bra.
I have a second one for ordeals.
Okay.
What's the difference between an ordeal and an adventure?
What is
your
difference? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Now, the problem is, I don't know how much I would believe that for myself.
Like an ordeal is something
I would say to the kids, like, hey, difference between ordeal and adventure is your attitude, right? Because you can get away with that with kids. They know you're full of crap, but they'll listen and try to do their best. I just don't know if I would believe in myself.
Yeah, and sometimes,
like, you know,
I'm just more the theory. Sometimes also, life just is going to suck.
Sometimes
but seriously, it does. Like, I'm not going to say this is an adventure going through the process of, like, grieving something. You know what I mean? Like, that's an ordeal you got to deal with.
And it's understood on the backside of it. You say, yes, that was an adventure, and I learned some things about myself, but that's not how you want to learn it. It's like someone, I learned that I was resilient when I was trapped in the woods for 40 days. Like, that's great now, but at the time, not feeling it.
Just change your attitude, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So my rule to live by is kind of morphed into how to make a it in the business world. Okay. And that is, you can make it if you're mean but really smart because you get your stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make it if you're not all that smart but you're super nice because people like you. But if you're mean and dumb, it just ain't going to work.
So that is the combination.
I don't know. I can think of one person I've worked for, very mean and incredibly stupid, and the guy, for all intents and purposes, is doing well. And I don't understand it. I really do not understand. He's like the one exception to the rule where nothing about him is smart. He's dumber than hell, meaner than hell, but he's successful. And I cannot wrap my head around
it. It's amazing how many people fall up.
Well, I should have prefaced this by this is the worker bees, not management.
Yeah, okay. Okay. No, you're 100% correct there. I like, oh, management? Yeah, lots of dummies. Mean dummies, sure. I still don't understand.
Love your show, guys.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
Oh, no, this isn't about management. Yeah, we know that.
What is the rule that you live by and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, you scumbag?
Doing great, man. I got this rash that starts from my butt and works its way all the way up to the front. I've got Gold Bond on it now, but other than that, we're doing great.
I know, I heard already.
Actually, Shaquille O'Neal hand-delivered the Gold Bond.
Hey, so why Miles, don't you just ask me how my butt was?
Hey, Miles, I heard your butt. Listen to the radio. Put a little Gold Bond. If you want, I'll put it on for you. With my big, big hands.
I like the Lotrimum.
You like the Lotrimum? That's not bad either. It's an antifungal. I've used that this morning.
Oh, man, it's a game changer.
Yeah, on your feet, on your butt, on
your
sack.
Think if you've got a fungus infection, anything that gets rid of it, game changer.
Oh, it helps. Oh, yeah. Totally.
A positive step in the right direction.
So what rule do you live by?
Common sense and personal responsibility.
Well, most people don't have common sense. That's why you should have the common sense, but it's not innate in everyone. So, like, it's not achievable for a lot of people. So, it's one of those things where, depending on how you define it, it is understood if you have it, but it's also very glaring and understood if you do not.
Yes, it is.
A prime example of common sense would be like, you know, you're going down I-5, you've got to get off on an exit, it's coming up, you're all the way in the left lane. And now it's everybody's responsibility to go ahead and stop, let you four lanes over so you can make your exit. Or you just cut everybody off and go across the median, right?
Right.
But see, that's common sense and personal responsibility.
Exactly.
And look, sadly, the way things are going right now, both of those things are out the window.
Common sense says that the left lane is the fast lane, but in Washington State, if you get in the right lane, people are going faster.
And remember, personal responsibility in this country, and here's the great news, no matter what your problem is, someone else's fault.
What's the rule you live by and why? Bam.
Right.
Email's coming up next to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
A Castle Drug and Charge will be in the Sin Spin today. 10 bands named after nether regions. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Guys, the question, what's the rule that you live by and why? Never bang a chip who owns a monkey. When I was much younger, I was hooking up with a beautiful blonde. I felt her scratching my back. Hot, right? Nope, it was her pet monkey. Freaked me the hell out. That's from our buddy Stephen Drepper.
That's right. He's coming in hot, man. He's been coming in hot.
In Baltimore. Guys, my unwritten rule is to always pay for my dates part, no matter if it's food or game tickets. Same goes for friends. That from Austin.
Austin, please invite us out somewhere.
Guys, I don't replace, I upgrade. This applies to things that break, wear out, and relationships. Number two, always have options. This applies to everything related to this versatility. Everything I have or acquire serves more than one purpose.
Okay.
And that from Bacon. Guys, my unwritten rule is kind of family spread. If you have some leftover food on your plate, whether in a restaurant or home, ask if someone wants the rest before throwing it away or boxing it up. Sometimes there'll be someone there that's still hungry. It's usually me that receives that food, too.
That's why.
John. So the rule is for John.
I see what he did.
I'm still hungry, so I'm going to eat yours.
But what he did is brilliant, because you make it sound like, hey, man, this is the right thing to do. But really, in the end, it benefits him, because let's face it, he just wants to eat the rest
of
it.
I'm just going to get an appetizer, and then I'm going to sit back and wait.
Wait for everybody
else. I can't imagine doing that at a bar.
What, does anybody want the rest of this? Yeah, it's a little different.
Right, like if it's always like, do you want the rest of my food? Like, nah, dog.
Well, if it's wings. Right, there's certain, you know the food. We really, if I said, dude, I got a dozen wings, I only ate eight of them. Do you want the last four? There's no way you would let me just slide my plate.
Yeah, they're cold. They've been sitting there. I don't want them.
Really,
now,
man?
If you get hot wings and say, hey,
no,
I'm not going to eat all these. Yeah. Do you want a couple? I'll take a couple.
I will let you know if I'm going to finish the wings as I get close. You're not going to eat my four cold wings.
No.
You're a son of a bitch.
But something will always, like, I've never seen anyone leave a mozzarella stick.
No, it doesn't happen.
You know, like, there's certain appetizers you know
if
you're
they left
just
the mozzarella stick,
you're not getting
it. It fell on the floor. Yeah. I mean, that's the theory. If I see a mozzarella stick, like, all right, that thing rolled under the table.
Someone's going to reach in there and grab that thing out of the
table. Not only did it roll under the table, they don't have kids. Because kids don't care.
Well, that's the other thing, too. It's just rare to see a mozzarella stick.
Mm-hmm. Unwritten rule is one that anyone who's ever worked in the back of a house at a restaurant lives by, or at least should. Don't go to a restaurant. Sit down type. Fast food does not apply. A half hour before they close.
Right. God almighty, please don't do that.
Worked in a chain for a couple of years, a dishwasher prep cook, and when it gets closing to closing, especially on a slow night like a Tuesday or whatever, those line cooks have their line shut down 30 minutes before the restaurant was set to close. If some new customers walk in during that closing time window, odds were good that they were getting, a different type of food than the one they ordered.
Half an hour, you think, though? And I get walking in at like 15 minutes, but I don't know. Half an hour seems like a while.
Yeah, seems reasonable.
I'm just saying, for me, I know the rule. I wouldn't feel terrible ordering food at 10:30 if your kitchen shuts down.
I wouldn't feel. But
10:45, I know not.
10:45, I wouldn't do it. But anytime I've walked into that situation, and this is good looking out from the front of the house, first thing they tell you, hey, man, I'll give you menu. This kitchen's going to close in like 5 minutes. Like, good heads up. And then they'll tell you, you can sit here as long as you want. I'm just letting you know the kitchen's going to close.
Yeah, and I think, and if you're the customer, don't be upset when they say that. Because sometimes you'll walk in and they'll go, hey, we just closed the kitchen. You go, okay. But I've seen people go, well, it says you're still open. Like, not the point, dude.
I went into one the other day.
And
they're like,
he's telling you they're not.
It was 9 o'clock and they were like, kitchen closes at 9:30. I'm like, at 9:30? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, God, all right. Well, don't worry about it. I'll go somewhere else. Like, no, you can order food. You can still get food, you know what I mean? But we're closing the dining area, too. Like, you can't sit over there if you want to sit there. So, you know, like, whatever the deal was, it was like, wow, 9:30. Seems early.
I want to have to switch around and just be like, the kitchen ain't going to cook for you.
Guys, I hold my breath when I pass by people in public. Smell is intimate to me, and I just feel like somehow if I can smell them, they are now on me. Weird, I know, that from Lindsay.
Okay, as long as you know it's weird.
I like smelling people.
No, man.
Depends on the people you're around.
But you don't know what you're going to smell until you get there.
Like the other day, I saw somebody that was attractive to me, and as she passed, I went, she smells nice, too.
Yeah, but see, I was on an elevator with someone earlier, and they smelled horrible. And I mean, the whole ride just sucked.
They smell like grandma flowers.
They kind of did, man. They kind of did.
That's what I put on the bottle, grandma flowers.
You know the smell.
Smell like grandma and flowers together. Grandma flower.
It's an old person's attempt to not smell bad.
Yeah.
And what they do is end up smelling bad.
They smell flowery like grandma at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, you got to put perfume on a sweater that's been covered in mothballs.
Grandma flowers. Right. It's all part of that scent.
Right.
You know, you got a little of the old, the antique, the flower, the grandma.
The cedar chest.
Oh, yeah. It's a fine blend. We move on to the birthday emails. Hello, gentlemen. Today is my daughter Kyrie's second birthday. Could she please get a little kid fish sandwich and Mickey and Goofy telling her all about the wonderful things that she will get to do this year?
How old?
Rock on, guys. She is 2 years old.
Fish sandwich.
Well, gosh, the first thing you get to do when you're 2 years old is visit us down in Orlando. Daddy's going to take you to Disney World.
Come down to Disney World. You're two. You can ride every ride you want. And also, don't forget, go to Cinderella's Castle for dinner. It's cheap and super easy to get into.
And don't worry if it says you're not tall enough.
I don't think
that's
you're being honest.
Just a joke.
Yeah. Club 33, is that what it is?
No. That's the original one. I'm saying, I've eaten in Cinderella's Castle, but it's a high-end kind of place.
That's because you're Mickey.
And they don't take reservations because it's Disney, but there's priority seating. We still sat there for 90 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, most people don't even know it's there.
Guys, can you please give my daughter Roxy a Leroy Jenkins and a Ric Flair woo for her 13th birthday today? She is a badass softball player and loves listening to Big Dummy while we drive in on the afternoon there. You guys rock. Thanks so much.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins! Woo!
I want to send a birthday shout out to my oldest daughter, Stacy. She is 15 years old. She enjoys the men's room and wants a Leroy Jenkins and a barbershop quartet fish sandwich. Thanks, bitches.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
Hold the bitches. Today's my buddy Eric's birthday. I think he needs some advice from the dirty Germans on how to have an extra dirty birthday. Thanks, fellas. And Wobbin.
Yeah, this is quite simple to make it extra dirty. You want to have the devil's three-way in the mud.
Yes, you want to make this birthday very dirty? I suggest you go to Popeye's and get some of the famous dirty rice.
Yeah, it's about where you put the rice.
Yeah.
And what you call the Popeye.
Yeah, maybe you can make homemade biscuits.
I supply the batter.
Sending out a birthday wish to my amigo Ethan, about to graduate from Grand Canyon University.
First city.
Oh, they know how to canyon jump.
Can you give a bong rip, followed by Thrill 10 Miles talking all over each other about Jeeps? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And congrats on 3,000. Tell me about Jeep guy. Where's a bandana? And he's got a dog. Typically, the dog's going to be a golden retriever or a German shepherd. He's wearing his bandana, and his dog is named Jaeger.
It still looks brand new.
He's taking both doors off because he wants to play
Jeep.
And he's driving around in a tank top with wraparound shades. Oh, guys, can I get a birthday shout-out for the beautiful Vanessa? She listens to the Men's Room daily, and today marks her 28th trip around the sun. How about a little turtle wax, please? Hello, Macholas, please wish my buddy Macer a happy 46th birthday. How about the dirty Germans talking about the Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah, I misunderstood what they were about, these Edmonton Oilers. I flew all the way to Canada and broke out my oil for a very good time. They seem to have misunderstood.
Yeah, when I think about these Edmonton Oilers, I think about the classic teams. Marc Messier, it's a great one. They were very dominant for a while. Are they still in the league, though? I mean, honestly, I don't even see them playing.
Like the Hartford Whalers has disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, it's the franchise in the 80s. Massive.
Guys, please give Vicky a happy birthday since it's her 50th birthday today. She would love to hear some dirty German from Ted and Thrill. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, after tonight, they will not call you Vicky. They will call you Icky for two reasons. One, you will be Icky. And two, I'm going to take your V.
Yeah, see, all this talk about the Icky reminds me of what my friend Mike Hawk says. Provides a thump.
Yeah, the Vicky thump.
Who's that? White Stripes? Who's that?
Jacques Blanc.
Yeah. Vicky thump.
Yeah, Vicky Thumb. They'll call her Sticky Vicky.
Sticky Icky Vicky.
Yeah, we will make Vicky Icky. And Sticky.
Yeah, because then she's not picky.
Yeah, and it'll just be a quickie. To get you Sticky and Icky Vicky. And then I will do a little Licky Licky.
That's a ticky ticky.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yas and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Coming around, profile is coming up. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, the Dark and Charge Lancaster in the house.
Give your listeners a little peek behind the curtain here and give them an idea of how much time and effort and energy and thought goes into these lists every single week. Today's list started with a text from a listener at about noon today. Right? So, text from a listener at noon today was something along the lines of, hey, sit and spin idea, because I didn't have one yet, so perfect. What about bands whose names are like sexual innuendo? And I'm like, that's a pretty fun idea. So I
like
come back
Finger 11.
Right. So I come back to the office.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Or Steely Dan, right? So I come back to the office and we start talking about it. And as we tend to do, we took it immediately down to the lowest common denominator.
Horrible level.
No. And came up with this list of band names, or band names that are definitely about your nether regions.
And this is a Ryan Castle original.
This is a Castle and Miles and Thrill OG.
These are 10 bands named after your nether region.
10, number 10.
Those of you following along at home and don't know, this band is called Helmet.
What is that a reference to?
Your nether regions.
Yes.
Helmet.
If you lay on your back, your penis will look like a stormtrooper.
Helmet.
That's number 10. That's number 10. We're just getting warmed up.
These are 10 bands named after your nether regions.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Front, back, doesn't matter.
Right.
There.
I don't know what Courtney Love is talking about. I don't even know if it was her idea. I assume it probably wasn't.
Ten bands named after your nether regions on City Spin.
Eight, number eight. Here I go again on my own.
Now, a lot of these, I think, are actually about their genitals. Like Whitesnake, for example, I think. It's David Coverdale talking about his manhood. Fun fact, I had dinner with David Coverdale at a Buca de Pepo one time.
How was that? Nice.
That was great. It's a very sweet
What
man.
Did he order?
I don't remember. We ordered a bunch of stuff.
That's what you do.
We're spending that Here I Go Again money, bro.
Did you get the mozzarella sticks? They're fantastic.
Probably.
Oh, man.
Probably.
That is a rare story you have there.
White
David
snake.
Coverdale.
10 bands named after your nether regions.
Man. Seven. Number seven.
Throwback to the 70s.
Fun fact, Gavin Rossdale from the waist down, a very hairy man.
Smooth all over
the
top.
Smooth from the waist up, waist down.
Bush.
Ape-like.
Okay. It's like a reverse Smokey the Bear.
These are 10 bands named after your nether regions on Sit and Spin.
Sit number six.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. It ages, it shows.
Gibby Haynes, the singer for this band.
I don't know.
Again, for those of you following along at home that don't know, this is the Butthole Surfers.
Yes.
The Bathole.
The Bathole Surfers.
Great,
these years we've been saying it wrong.
Right.
It's the Bathole Surfers.
Because once again, we always take things immediately to the lowest.
Did you ever eat at a Carrabba's with the Butthole Surfers?
No, Popeye's.
Carrabba's.
These are 10 bands named after your nether regions. On
five, number five.
Again. If tools didn't want us to think they were talking about D's, they shouldn't have made their logo look like a D and called their band Tool.
Right. Which they did.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear.
They did all of those things.
We were kind
of
calling it penis, but they said maybe it's too much.
Ryan Castle joining us. We're sitting in Spin today with 10 bands named after your nether region.
Four, number four.
You could think that the name Third Eye Blind had something to do with a lack of perception, but no.
That's not it.
Third Eye Blind.
It's about his junk.
Third Eye Blind.
He doesn't care what they look like.
He can't see a third eye at all, Gary. Oh, they sound so happy.
They really do.
What are we on for here?
Next is three.
Oh, next is number three. All right, these are your 10 favorite bands named after your nether region.
Number three.
I don't know who thinks
it's a very she unfortunate nether regions name.
I'm trying to think who this is.
She
don't tell me.
Make it toast, but she don't use butter.
God, who is this?
The Flaming Lips.
She don't use jelly or any of these.
That is,
I had no idea that's what they're talking about.
What's so funny?
I didn't know that's what they meant.
This pre-Valtrex.
I love the song if she don't use jelly.
Oh, because she doesn't use jelly. Okay. Maybe that's why they're on fire.
Friction. That's how we teach physics.
I mean, seriously.
And cancer can start a fire.
Answer their own question. These are 10 bands named after nether regions on Sit and Spin.
Number two.
Yes, I wanna be, and I can.
Right, of course. Sex business,
of course.
Now, dog.
Nothing else to be said.
No,
that's exactly what it was.
Inspired by Kiss's Love Gun.
Ten bands named
after. Oh, did you get your gun? I got my gun in here.
They'll never take this one away. I came in through the back door. And I got my gun in here.
Paul Stanley. We should do a sentence made of nothing but Paul Stanley talking to the audience.
Things Paul Stanley would say.
Naming towns.
Hello, Seattle, Tacoma, Everett metropolitan area. We didn't forget about you, cats and concrete.
10 bands named after nether regions. We made it to number one.
Number one.
You and your heart should never feel so far.
Of course, the most obvious one on the list, Jack Johnson. So I'd like to thank the listener that texted that
Jack
in.
Jack Johnson.
Let us ruin that today.
Jack Johnson.
By the way, Castle, you were talking about eating at Boop and the Beppo with David Coverdale, and then you asked where he ate with the butthole surfer. Someone says Castle ate at the Outback at the butthole surfer.
Well done, sir.
That's not the blooming onion.
Well done.
I don't know what that is, but that is not a blooming onion.
Well done. It's blooming on it.
Still to come on Drinking Toast with the Shot of the Day. The return of Ask the Men's Room is coming up next. Thank you, Castle. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Color profile list on the way. We'll drink it till us with a shot of the day, but first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them,
will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore?
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. We start with this one from Jimmy in Jacksonville, Florida. He says, hola, guys, my wife is from Pittsburgh and I'm from the West Coast. So to hear some of the names that are familiar to me are sometimes pronounced wrong. Now, I don't know some of the things they say is because of the accent, but here is my question for you guys and Miles. How do you pronounce Carnegie? Is it how they pronounce it, Carnegie, or how I know it, Carnegie?
I always say Carnegie, but it's weird because then in certain instances, I feel like you say Carnegie.
In Pittsburgh, they say Carnegie Mellon University.
But again, but makes a
Carnegie
good point.
Hall.
Because you don't, with the Pittsburgh accent, it's hard to know if in their mind they're just saying Carnegie, and what we hear is Carnegie. Because when you talk to them,
yeah, I don't know.
Everything sounds
it's
like
it's the that. Carnegie Deli.
Is it?
It's the Carnegie Deli, not Carnegie. Carnegie? Like Carnegie Hall?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Carnegie Hall is what, New York, right?
Correct. But there's Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
Right.
That's how they say it.
So yeah, I guess you got if you lived in Maryland, there's Mount Rainier.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. We called it Mount Rainier.
But we didn't call the mountain that. There's just a section of town, Mount Rainier. But that's what everyone said. Moved to Seattle, and it took me probably about a year to stop saying Rainier. Because it's spelled the same as I said it. Yeah. Like, man, Rainier.
One of the biggest high school programs on the East Coast, basketball, whatever, is Gonzaga.
Right.
And they say Gonzaga. Or Zaga. Is it Gonzaga?
Yeah, it's Gonzaga.
It's Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's funny, on the West Coast, people always have, they're like, say Zags. I mean, to me, like, man, I hated Gonzaga. High school.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. We always called him Gonzaga. So that's the way I think Gonzaga, the college, says it too. But some people say Zaga.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Oh, no.
Gonzaga.
Fancy.
That's right. I like a Gonzaga.
All the Naked Ladies question goes back in time, time. I think I remember back in the early days, E. Ted Smith had a sandwich named after him in a restaurant. I want to say it was on Lake Union, but I don't know. So is it possible to confirm or deny the existent, past, or present of the Ted Smith sandwich?
It was a sandwich, but it was in Belltown, the Belltown pub. I don't think it no longer exists, though.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
That sucks.
But they've changed their menu overall.
What was your what was your sandwich?
The steak, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
So it's a steak and cheese, had to be tearaway steak, crummy cheese whiz, and then you slam in some fried eggs. When I lived in Baltimore, we used to go to a little bodega, and that's what we ate all the time was steak, egg, and cheeses.
Okay. So it's like a cheesesteak sandwich with an egg in it.
Yeah.
Now, is the egg chopped up like a scrambled egg, or is it a fried egg that's sliced in there?
No, you can scramble it up and chop it up.
Okay.
For a while, it was like the bartender's hangover cure in Belltown.
Okay. If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject, throw that thing over here right now.
I blew a forum.
Ask
for
the men's room, and away we go. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is.
Oh.
So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast, give me a moment.
Not so dirty.
Massimiliano Frederica of, man, dude lives in Italy, and it's a town. I can't even get close to pronouncing the name. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Anyway, all you need to know, he is a politician there, high-ranking politician. He's also been a vocal opponent of his country's decision to introduce mandatory childhood vaccination. The legislation was introduced following a measles outbreak a couple of years ago, and it prevents unvaccinated kids from going to preschool, and it'll fine parents that fail to immunize their school-aged children. And anyway, he stood against it, and he argued, you know, and maybe you agree, maybe you don't, says parents should not be coerced into vaccinating their children. He just got out of the hospital after coming down with the chicken pox.
Oh, no.
That is correct.
He was in the hospital for chicken pox?
He's an adult and got chicken pox, right?
So, I didn't realize it was that. I mean, I had chicken pox. I didn't know it was hospital worthy.
For kids, it is what it is, right? You get itchy, you complain about it, and your parents tell you not to scratch at it, and then as soon as they turn their head, you scratch at it. Actually, kids get immunized for it now.
For what? So adults, it's painful? It's more like shingles?
I think it gets closer. Anyway, yeah, this guy was in the hospital for a few days. Yes. So I think he now understands that perhaps getting vaccinated might be a good idea.
Do you get vaccinated when you have chicken pox? In other words, is that the time? Could you do it then?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. But we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yay!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 right now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.